Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth, on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
The moon.
And that was the beautiful voice of Castelia Alexandrian with The Wheel and Its Turning. You are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio, right here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. I am your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, and we are here with another episode of Sacred Divergence Radio, our 62nd episode, in fact. And I was looking back through the archives, and I see that I made a boo-boo. Oh, excuse me for the yawn. I have been working so hard at my job, and I've been having a lot of fun there. And it's been great. But I noticed that I had a boo-boo in the archives. I mislabeled last week's episode, Faith Revisited with Phoenix Williams, as episode 60. It was actually episode 61. And I'm not going to change it because it's too late to change it now. It would change the URL and everything, and it would just be too hard to do. So I'm just going to leave it as it is. Oh, goodness. Sorry for the yawn again. So there are some really exciting changes in my life coming. And the first thing that I would like to announce is that I have been made a Paladin General by Ed Hubbard and Lord Donald Lewis. And what this means is that I am now one of the heads of the Order of Paladins, the Karelian Order of Paladins. It was founded in 1988 as the Newcastle Society, and later on became Universal Life of Gaia. And then later on, it was transmuted into the Holy City Temple of Chicago, Illinois, which is now a closed court temple. It is fully closed court and a private temple now. So it's not accepting any new members, but the Paladins are still here, and we intend to get to work right away. So I'm sure I will have more news about that in the future for you guys, including an interview with my co-Paladin General, Phoenix Williams. He is the second Paladin General. That was my first act as Paladin General, was to make him my second general. So the two of us are equal in standing and rank, and that will make for some really fun, awesome decision-making times. No, Afterfall, we are not a fighting temple or a fighting order here. We are a group of people who believe in chivalry and the nine virtues as outlined in Donald Lewis's third degree manual. They include honesty, generosity, sincerity or integrity, courage, service, practicality, which includes temperance, modesty, compassion, and piety. And those are very important to the work of our order. And we will be heavily discussing those virtues as, oh, goodness, as the months progress and as we come up with material focusing around those virtues. Yes, I know it was a D&D joke, but I figured I would just clarify for everyone who is listening in the archives or live. And if you are live and you would like to learn more, ask me questions at 646-564-9714. Just press the 1 button when you get into the studio, as it will direct you to if you want to ask a question, and I will be more than happy to answer that question. And if you would like to send us an email, you can do that at karelian.paladins@gmail.com. I believe that's right, Karelian Paladins. Let me just Google that just to make sure. Yeah, karelian.paladins@gmail.com. I just made the email address today, so it's brand new. We have a page and we have a group. The group is secret, so send us an email if you would like to join it, and we will add you if we think that you're worthy. There is an interview process that you must go through, but we promise that it's not too difficult. We just want to make sure that you're sincere, because we don't want to have any slackers. We want to be a working order, and we want to make sure that everyone in the order is active and doing the things that we propose to do. And, making the world a better place, basically. And we can do this through random acts of kindness. We can do this through helping out at our local soup kitchen. We can do this through volunteering at our local library or our local temple or our local shrine. We can do this through volunteering to help at a pagan pride day. We can do this through volunteering at a fire station or volunteering at any number of places, really. My radio show is my primary way of my community service. There will be about 60 hours of community service required for each member of the order per year. So it's not that big of a commitment. That's less than five, that's about 5 hours a month. And we feel that's reasonable. And thank you, Afterfove, who says, have to needle you to keep you humble. Congratulations, I know you worked hard. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I hope you'll join us. This is by no means strictly Corellian. It was founded outside of the tradition, and I believe that if we bring in people outside the tradition, it will only make things better. And so I hope that we can foster communications with others, and we can make things beautiful and bright for so many people around the world who need our help, especially right here at home in America. America. I felt like a redneck there when I just said that. So, yeah, forgive me, guys. I'm a little punchy tonight. I'm very tired. I had the day off, but it's not enough. I was supposed to have tomorrow off, too, but somebody called me and was like, hey, Liz, will you work for me tomorrow? I'm going away with my parents for Labor Day. And, of course, I need the money, so of course I said yes. And so I will be working tomorrow from 11:45 in the morning until 8 p.m. at night. Atrophobe says 5 hours a month for working class people is a lot. And, you know, I don't think it's a lot. I manage 5 hours a month, and I'm a working class person. I manage an hour a week. That's not too bad. I don't think that's too much to ask. Some of my shows are going to have to be like an hour and a half so that I can make the 6 hours a month, and that will be something that's coming. But I think that it'll be really easy to do that. It's not hard, you know. Finding ways to do good deeds for people is something that we really need to strive for in this world and in this economy. Because there are people out there who really do need our help. I have a friend of mine who also works and who manages to go to a soup kitchen, a few times a month to help out and volunteer there. So, where there's a witch, there's a will, and there's a way. The biggest thing that I am bringing to the table here is I will. And if we will it, we can do it. And it will be done. So, that's the biggest thing. And if for some reason they can't make their 60 hours, we'll work on it. And we will definitely take any reasoning into consideration as to whether or not they will stay in the order or be put on inactive status or whatnot. We're not unreasonable people here. We all know that we have lives, but there has to be something. There has to be an effort made. Oh, goodness. On the part of the paladin. This is not for the weak of heart. This is not for the faint of heart. This is for people who want to go out and help people. And some of the things that I would like to see in the future are a pagan-centered, pagan-oriented soup kitchen where pagans get together and have a soup kitchen for anyone and everyone who wants to come. and have a meal without proselytization, without needing to do anything to get in, just good food for needy people. I would like to see clothing drives. I would like to see food drives. I would like to see a food bank. And I know all of this is really ambitious, but I know we can succeed because we have a vision and we have our will and we have our gods and we have our people. This is going to be something that's really big, I feel, in the coming years. And is it going to happen overnight? No, not at all. We're not saying we're going to open a soup kitchen tomorrow. We're not saying we're going to have a clothing drive starting tomorrow. We still need to get a lot of things into place to make this happen. But it will happen because I will it, because Reverend Phoenix wills it, because the Chancellor wills it, because the First Priestess wills it, because the First Elder wills it. And this is something that I feel really strongly about. And I'm super grateful to Ed for passing the torch along to me and Phoenix. And I couldn't be more happy in this moment. I am working voraciously on finishing my order patch, my sigil, that will be on my stole. And well, Afterfob has a really great comment in the chat room. He says that he wants to see more focus on helping people get back on their feet without making them dependent on charity. That is absolutely something that I will be trying to do with the Order of Paladins. If you have any suggestions on how to make that happen, Afterfob, please let us know. You can let us know here in the chat room. We can chat about it on the Facebook chat later. You can send us an email at corellian.paladins@gmail.com. Any of those options are good. Please also give us a like on Facebook at The Order of Paladins, facebook.com/The Order of Paladins. And so, yeah, that is what is going on in my life right now. And as I said before, I could not be more happy. I am ecstatic about this. And Afterfob says that he wishes he knew how. We will figure it out together, my friend. And there is nothing wrong with receiving. I just want to make this clear. I do not believe there is anything wrong with receiving charity. I have received charity throughout my life. It's there for a purpose. It's there for a reason. I've gone to the food bank if I need to. I've gone to thrift stores, you know, like the Salvation Army for cheap clothes, but nice clothes, secondhand clothes. Secondhand stores are great. When I couldn't afford to go to, like, TJ Maxx or even to Marshalls or whatever, I would just go to the Salvation Army and pick up the same thing for, like, half the price. It's still the same piece of clothing. It might be a little more worn, but it's still wearable and it still looks good. You know, it's not like they accept tattered garments or garments that are in ill repair. They only accept good quality, high quality garments that are in good repair and aren't worn that much. So yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing what you need to do to survive. So, he says that there's nothing wrong with receiving charity. It's just too many organizations making needy people dependent on it. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I think sometimes people just don't believe in themselves enough. And they can get stuck in a rut. So one of my goals would be to help them get out of that rut and get back on their feet and get independent again, independent of the system, which is going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of man hours. And I will find the time to do this. I know I already have a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak, but I am a witch, and one thing I have learned over the years is a little bit of time magic goes a long way. So I will be continuing that journey and letting you guys know all of what's going on and what's going to be happening with the Order of Paladins in the coming months and years. This is not the last you will hear of us. This is only the beginning, and I'm so glad that you can join journey with us in this great adventure. I will definitely be interviewing my other Paladin commander, or Paladin general, rather, Phoenix Williams. Reverend Phoenix is my brother, and I could not be more happy with my choice of second Paladin general. So, yeah. We worked for 2 hours today on fleshing out the history and reviewing the bylaws. Well, not reviewing the bylaws, but creating the charter. We're going to be making some bylaws soon. We made a code of conduct, guidelines for conduct. We reviewed the structure and levels of membership and all that good stuff. So, yeah. It was really exciting because all this began, well, it really began 2 weeks ago when Phoenix and I were in a Monday night chat with Reverend Donald Lewis, and basically we were both like, yeah, let's revive the Order of Paladins. That would be really awesome. And Lord Don said to talk to Ed, and which we did, and then just this past 4th of September, which is Corellian Founding Day, and that was really important to me to have this all come out on Corellian Founding Day, because Corellian Founding Day is like the most important day in the Corellian calendar. It is the day when Orpheus Caroline, High Corell, separated the family tradition from the tradition itself as we know it today. And she made it its own organization, its own entity outside of her family lineage. So that's really important for me because I wasn't born into the lineage physically. So yeah, it's really important for so many Corellians around the world. And I couldn't be happier than to have been made a Paladin General on that day by Ed Hubbard. And again, I'm grateful to him for his confidence in me and for Lord Don's confidence in me and for everyone's congratulations. And we will definitely be keeping you guys in the loop because this is my radio ministry. This is something that I do for you guys, not for myself. I don't get up here on my soapbox every week to preach to myself. I like to give you guys real-world advice, look into my world, look into the lives of other pagans. I like to give you guys music. So, yeah. All that fun stuff. So, I don't know really what else to talk about. So I think we are almost to the bottom of our hour, and I will give you our station ID now. We are Sacred Divergence Radio on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. And we're going to be playing Beltane the Fires. Oh, excuse me, by Christopher Bingham of, I believe it's, oh, it just went out of me, Gaia Consort, I believe. That's about a 4-minute song, and then we will be playing We Are the Wick by Castalia Alexandrian. So here we go, we'll be back in about 6 minutes.
Health to the mothers of the Mary begotten. A health to the maiden with the fiery eyes. A health to the crone that smiles beside us. On the other side of a building fire.
The flame that is alive.
Christopher Bingham with Beltane Fires, and Castelia Alexandrin with We Are the Wick. And I am here tonight eating some rice. I love rice. Rice is really nutritious and delicious, even though it has a lot of added vitamins and minerals. It's easy to grow, easy to cook, shipped to countries worldwide. And a lot of people eat rice. It doesn't have very much flavor by itself, but you put a little pat of butter on there and a little bit of salt. Maybe salt the water that you're boiling. And yeah, it's really tasty. It's quick, it's easy. So, one thing that I want to say is that I'm really enjoying Bernie Sanders and everything that he has to say about regrowing our economy and helping people find jobs and helping teachers and helping our individual communities to be better and to thrive. He is a democratic socialist who believes in healthcare for all, which I do, and he believes in a free education for everyone, a free college education for everyone, which I do believe in too. And I don't want to turn this into a political show, but I just wanted to let everybody know about Bernie, because I'm ready for the political revolution, and I think on the issues, he is on point with everything that he has to say. He has not said one thing that I have an argument with. He is for income and wealth inequality, abolishing the inequality that we have. You know, we live in the richest country in the history of the world, but much of that wealth is controlled by such a small handful of individuals, and it's time to change that so that more of the wealth comes to the bottom than to the very ultra-rich at the top. He wants to get big money out of politics, and he has said that freedom of speech does not mean the freedom to buy the United States government, which is also something that I fully believe in. He introduced the Democracy is for People constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which I fully support. He promised that any Sanders administration Supreme Court nominee will commit to overturning the disastrous Citizens United decision, which I fully support. And he also voted for the Disclose Act to shine a light on the exorbitant amounts of dark money in our politics. You know, oil companies, pharmaceutical manufacturers, Wall Street bankers, and other powerful special interests have poured money, millions of dollars, billions of dollars, into our political system for years now. And he wants to change all that. So he will not kiss big money's rear end before this is done. I do not believe that he needs big money to win. He is not accepting any money from large corporations. He is not forming a super PAC. He is the average, I can't remember the average donation exactly. Let me look it up. But I can tell you that it's not $1 million by far. It's small amounts of money from ordinary people like you and me. I know Aftrofov is a diehard libertarian, and he doesn't support Bernie Sanders, and he doesn't like Hillary Clinton, and he doesn't like any of the Republicans. That's fine. But this is my show, so we talk about things that I like to talk about, and I don't see any libertarians standing up for these issues like income and wealth inequality and getting big money out of politics and creating decent-paying jobs and fighting for racial justice and fighting for women's rights and a fair and humane immigration policy, a living wage of $15 an hour over the next several years, real family values, climate change and environment, and reforming Wall Street. I don't see any of that coming out of the Libertarian Party. Where is it? Show me. Prove it to me. And then we can talk. But until then, I don't want to hear it. Because I haven't seen even one Libertarian who is even close to being a front runner in our political system. And it's not for the lack of libertarians out there, but, you know, we've always had a two-party system, and, you know, they can choose to run as a Democrat or they can choose to run as a Republican. It doesn't change their points of view, but they would have a very bigger chance, a much bigger chance, if they were on a Democratic or Republican ticket. So show me the money. Show me the issues. And then we'll talk. But until then, all right. So anyways, I didn't mean to go all political there. I'm sure it'll come up again in the future as we get closer to the elections. But for now, that's that. What else shall we talk about? I know. We can talk about this magnetic balls thing that Tower of Equal-Sided Hexagons. And each little ball is magnetic to the others. And if you align them in such a way, they create hexagons. But if you screw up that alignment, they will all, like, fall apart, basically, and they won't work right. And I kind of messed up the top. And I'm not sure how to get the top back together correctly, but my boyfriend doesn't seem to mind. He's seen it already, and he's like, eh, whatever. So I just like to contemplate this, and I can see at one end, it's a perfect hexagon. But I can't see from this perspective the other side, which is basically a mess of magnetic balls at the moment, stacked on top of these other hexagons. And the hexagon below it is out of place, and it's actually missing a ball, which I will have to fix somehow. I don't know how yet. But yeah, what you see from one perspective is not all there is to see. I think that's what this is teaching me. And so you have to be willing to look at things outside your perspective, outside your points of view, and look at it from all angles. I mean, really, that's what it boils down to, is just looking at things from every angle, analyzing them, and seeing the good and bad in everyone, and seeing the faults and the strengths in everyone. And earlier today, something really strange happened. I was told that I am intimidating. And this is something that I really don't see in myself, but that apparently others see in me. And I wasn't really sure how to react to that. I'm like, me, intimidating, what? I'm the least intimidating person I know. But I guess my reputation precedes me. So yeah, that's something also to contemplate. How you are perceived by others. And I'm really running out of steam tonight. I apologize. Oh, I know something else we could talk about. In September, we are having several peace prayer activities. And let me go to the International Peace Warriors group and see what all is going on and share it with you guys. Or maybe it's not on the Peace Warriors. Let me see where it is exactly. Order of Peace Weavers public group. So we have the Partisans of Peace event coming up on September 11th. And it's our pre-International Peace Day event coordinated with the International Peace Warriors. And we will share prayers, blessings, and meditations leading to our International Day of Peace ritual. And we will begin the event with Lady Wendy LaJoy, who is an archpriestess of the Karelian Nativist tradition of Wicca, sharing Lord Don Lewis's 9/11 prayer. And this will be a 6-day-long event, going from the September 11th to September 17th. Let's see, what else do we have? I know there's a lot because I've seen them, but I might have to scroll back a bit here. Trying to find it. The 15th of each month is the Order of Peace Weavers rolling peace prayer. There is a peace prayer book that you guys can use, found in the files section of the Order of Peace Weavers public group. Or you can use Reverend Don's peace prayer, which is, I pray for peace, I pray for love, I pray for stability, I pray for the nation where I live, and I pray for the world. Really simple, really easy to memorize. And it's really awesome. It's hard to believe that we are a year into this peace project now. The International Peace Warriors turned a year old shortly before my 27th birthday. And so check out /groups/1507629851244427. That is the URL for the Order of Peace Weavers public group. And as each event comes along, it will be pinned to the top of the group page. So you excuse me, so you guys can see what's coming up and participate at your leisure. And I know that my student is working really hard. He is one of our leading peace warriors. He is creating videos, I believe it's every Wednesday, and posting them to Peace Prayer TV on YouTube. He also has a show on the International Pagan Radio every Monday at 4 o'clock a.m., 12 noon, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is live365.com/stations/IPR. And I'm very proud of the work, all the work that Epu Admanagama has done. And he is a very special person to me, and I can't wait to meet him in person. I really hope that I can initiate him into the degrees in person. That would make my life, because he is so fundamentally a part of my life, and I am his teacher, and he's very special to me. So, if you're listening, Apu, I love you, and I'm very proud of you. Recently, he has come out with the Peace Prayer Rosary Project, because he believes in the power of prayer as a basic tool of every individual being in the world, whether magical or mundane, and in communicating with the divine or acting as a co-creator. And he says that he, as an individual Corellian, believes that we are the co-creators of this world. Written words have power, and so do spoken words. If words are spoken out loud, it can affect our soul. And just as food taken into our systems and being digested properly will take effect beneficially into our systems. And if words are spoken, they can be understood and will take effect on our souls. For example, if I say, I love you, and if you understand the word love, you may know what it is and how we feel. So this peace prayer is just Apu's concept adopted to the example of Lord Donald Lewis's peace prayer. The peace prayer rosary has 7 big beads and 54 small beads, totaling 61 beads, because 6 plus 1 equals 7, or spirituality in numerology. The first terminal mystery, or set of beads, will focus on praying for the world to embrace peace. The second mystery will focus on justice. The third mystery will focus on orderliness and discipline. The fourth one will focus on understanding. The fifth, knowledge. The sixth, courage. And the seventh will focus on love. And the main prayer for the big beads is as follows. It's kind of long, so bear with me. There is one power in the universe, and I am the perfect manifestation of that power. As such, I pray for peace. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray that all people around the world will embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding. Understanding as a product of knowledge. And knowledge that comes from the seed of love. We pray to you, O Mother Goddess and Father God, to bless us, your children, with courage. A courage that will make love and peace to overcome fear and terror around the world. May all the people of the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of this world enjoy the blessings of love. We create it. We manifest it. We receive it. We accept it by our unified will. In full gratitude to the divine. And it is so. So mote it be. And for each of the small beads, we will say, the goddess within me ignites the flame of love and light of life. The god before me radiates the light of peace for all to see. So each of the big beads will be followed by five little beads to spell out peace, P-E-A-C-E. The first one is peace. Five recitations of the goddess within me ignites the flame of love and light of life. The god before me radiates the light of peace for all to see. And then you say the long prayer again, the second terminal mystery. And then followed by justice, spelling out justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The third terminal mystery is praying for discipline, D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E. So that would make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The fourth terminal mystery is praying for understanding. So the big long prayer that I recited plus UNDERSTANDING. The fifth terminal mystery is knowledge, which is spelled out. The sixth is courage. And the seventh or last one is love. And I've read this earlier, and I really enjoy it. And I think that I will be finding some beads at a craft store or maybe a garage sale if I can find a garage sale going on around. And making my own peace prayer rosary. Because I feel that it can be really beneficial to pray a rosary. It can be very meditative. And with this, we can change the world. I mean, we've already affected the world in so many ways. And I believe we can do a lot more. So, it is 10:55. And I will be saying goodnight for now. I love each and every one of you. You are the reason why I'm here. And please don't forget that. We would love to see your peace prayer rosaries. Please email them to me or join the Order of Peace Weavers public group on Facebook and add them so that we can see them and maybe even make a video, a short video of you praying one of the mysteries. I think that would be kind of cool, don't you? All right, everyone, I am going to sign off here for the night, and I really appreciate all of you, and we will be back next week, and soon for the month of September, we will have Reverend Phoenix come on for our monthly talk about the next mental illness that we have lined up, and to close out here, I will be playing Darb the Bard, Isis Unveiled. I hope you enjoy it. And until next time, may every one of you blessed be peace.
Time with every move and line.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at sdivergence with hashtag #TopicHack. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.